Haunted Lantern presents. The Starport Inn. Episode 20.
Sheriff Taylor to Deputy Huckabee, over.
Go for Huckabee, over.
Everyone in position, over.
10-4, Sheriff. Everyone's ready when you are. Go for backup, over.
10-4. Keep channel 3 clear for my transmission, should I need to. I'll check in about an hour. Over and out.
No turning back now, right?
Right about that one. Let's go. The tree's just a couple yards past that tree line. I think I remember there being a deer stand just off that a ways, facing into the clearing. I might be able to get a better shot off from there.
Go for it. Keep on the radio if you need me.
Right. Channel 4, so we don't frighten the others.
Calling Sheriff Taylor. Taylor, you all right? Over.
Go for Taylor. I'm fine. Over.
What happened? Over.
One of the, rungs on the ladder gave way under my feet. Snapped clean off. Might need a little help getting down, but I'm good where I am. Over.
All right. I'm going to head into the clearing. Eyes up. Over.
Copy that. Over.
Can you see me, Taylor? The fog is thicker in the clearing than in the trees. Over.
I can just see you, Agent. Keep to this side of the tree and I'll be able to keep you in range. Over.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
Oh, it's, Weaver, light!
Thanks. I owe you one. Over.
You all right? Over.
I'm fine. I think the light has some hypnotic quality, but it didn't get close enough to deal any damage. Over. I don't think the handgun did anything to it. I don't see any blood or anything that could conceivably be blood. Over.
Told you that handgun wouldn't do shit. Right. I don't got a shot from here, so you're gonna have to lure it back my way a bit. Over.
Not sure how to do that, Taylor. I can't look at it. Over.
Well, I can't get out of the damn tree at this point, so if you want me to have a shot, you're gonna have to come my way. Say, 80-100 yards north of your position will get you in line. Over.
Taylor, I don't think I'm going to be able to count yards and run at the same time, so just let me know when you have the shot. Scratch that. Just take the shot when you have it. Remember that trank takes 15 seconds to kick in.
Not yet. Almost. Just a little.
Shit.
Agent Weaver, respond. Ah, fuck. Weaver!
I'm all right, Taylor. Over. Ah, shit.
Ah! Holy shit, you all right?
Yeah, just a mess. Ugh.
I thought I'd sighted the thing just fine, then it jumped, and I was terrified I'd shot you or something with it.
Speaking of, didn't we have a whole, like, week of being weird about the fact that you couldn't just kill it? Where did you even get live rounds?
I grabbed them before we left. Figured I'd want something if we ran into a problem bear or gator, and, well, I did the math. There was no chance in hell that trank would actually kick in before it caught you, so I made an executive decision that the life of the FBI agent that I have so kindly asked to be in my town was more important than whatever kind of troubleshooting it would bring.
Thanks.
No hugs until you get a shower, though, yeah?
Yeah, let's go get me a shower.
Morning, Agent.
Morning. I don't just drink it black, Taylor. I like honey sometimes. I just want to have time to enjoy it that way.
You planning on staying here for a bit? Anything wrong?
No, I just... I need a break. Just for a moment.
That bad, huh? Want to sit down and talk about it? I need to be briefed, don't I? So then, what's been happening? I saw all the feds rolling again. I got the news to Tanner ahead of time, so he put out a bulletin about it, and no one's freaked as of yet. You look like they've been working you like a dog.
That is an understatement. First off, my boss has been up my ass about all of this, because apparently spooky shit isn't my department's job. She was fine with the little reports being weird, but when the final case turned out to be some kind of swamp monster, apparently things changed. I told her it was part of the case she asked me to solve, and she said that was good and all, and that I wasn't in any trouble, but that I needed to lay off anything paranormal on the FBI's dime. Of course, I told her I was going to do my job regardless, and she wasn't exactly pleased, but there was something weird about how she phrased it all that I can't place. Probably just some upper-level bureaucratic nightmare she's dealing with.
Well, lucky for her, you're done with things, right?
As done as we can be, though, honestly, I think this whole case has her coming undone. You know, they haven't found the thing's body yet.
You serious?
Oh, yeah. That's what I've been out here doing with them for the past week. We've come through every inch of that clearing and a half mile outside of it. We have divers in the pools, guys in the ground, scent dogs, you name it. I think they're trying ground-penetrating radar next, just to be sure, but so far, they have nothing. It's like it toppled into that puddle and poof, vanished.
Well, shit. Usually the swamp doesn't eat things like that for good. It just moves them around some.
Oh no, we know. I think they found 3 anchors, a smattering of phones, sunglasses, cameras, shoes, and enough netting to probably wrap up a small whale, but no body. I think if I hadn't recorded the whole thing, I'd be in deep shit right now. Luckily, that and your testimony, plus all the documentation we have of the investigation, convinced someone that I wasn't lying out of my ass, but we can add that to the yet one more thing my boss is not happy about.
If they believe you, why do they need the body? You got enough evidence with just the recording plus that photo. Do you really need to spend a week dredging the swamp?
They have to pump its stomach. They believe me when I say the thing attacked me. And they believe me when I say all evidence points to this thing being the creature taking children. But as of right now, we don't have any real proof of what it did with those kids. They're insistent that they need the body so they can pump its stomach and determine if it actually consumed a child before they're willing to say for sure that it ate them. I think it's one thing to claim a mystery animal is the cause of the disappearances. It's another to claim said mystery animal ate them.
Yeah, fair enough. Rough that it's gone, though. And honestly, considering it's a swamp, feels a little like setting everything up to fail. If searching the swamp like that did much, you think I wouldn't be doing it already?
Oh, absolutely. I think someone up there needs a scapegoat, and I'm already sitting in the hot seat. When I don't meet the impossible expectations, I'll probably get some kind of hand-slap discipline, and it'll suck, but it'll probably be the end of it.
You sure they won't fire you?
Well, we solved the case, for one. Even if they don't want to think that this thing ate kids. That doesn't mean kids like Lydia won't believe it. I promised them answers, and I got them answers, and in the long run, even if the FBI can't put the words to paper about what happened, I did my job, and I did it damn well. I got both you and Wesker to back me on that.
Oh, speaking of, if you want to talk to Lydia, you better do it soon. The Parsons are moving, looks like. Something about being here being too much right now, which is fair.
I'll make sure to do that. As for being fired, the other thing is that they haven't fired Benton yet either, so we're either incredibly valuable, or the risk-reward balance is still in my favor. I honestly think the fact that I'm willing to work with Benton, whose track record is as good if not better than mine, also helps a lot. They can't afford to lose both of us, not over something like this. Either way, I think I'll be fine.
You seem awfully chipper for all this.
Well, I booked my room at the Starport Inn for a month. Since this was a stressful encounter, I've decided to use some of my PTO to finish the month out. Take a short vacation, as it were. I deserve it, after all. It's not every case that you have to figure out how to get bits of fish out of your recorder.
But they weren't happy about that one, huh? Not having you under their thumb again yet?
See about that. My boss told her secretary to approve any PTO I take, regardless, until I get under a certain number of hours of PTO, since I don't usually take PTO and I'd built up too much excess. So I just messaged her secretary personally and got it all approved. And my boss still doesn't know yet. SSA Weaver, you're on speakerphone.
Weaver, this is Hodgman. Are you still working with SSA Jones on the location efforts?
No, ma'am. I'm currently taking a break. Besides, he has more hands than he needs at this point, and I'll just be in the way.
All right, well, if you've wrapped up with him, we need you to pack your things and report back to Quantico immediately.
Have you assigned me another case already?
Not yet. We have a lot of things to go over on your return about this case, and then we'll decide exactly how we proceed with your work.
Well, ma'am, if I'm not immediately needed, you'll see that I put in a PTO request to your secretary, Jordan. And you'll see that she approved it this morning, so I won't actually be in the office until the beginning of next month.
But...
And I know you've told me before that I don't take enough PTO usually, so I thought you would be thrilled that you wouldn't have to deal with me rolling over more time into the next year.
Fine. But when your PTO is out, I expect you back in Quantico the next day. No exceptions.
Of course, ma'am. I am nothing if not prompt. I will see you on October 1st.
Remind me not to get on your bad side, then. So, what do you plan on doing with your vacation, Weaver?
I don't know. I heard tell there's a cute mini-golf place on the island. Maybe I'll check that out if I have time for it.
The girls are coming back to town this weekend if you wanted to go with us. Mini-golf is always better with a group.
You know, that sounds perfect. But you know what it won't be? Full of fish monsters.
Here's to that, Agent.
The Starport Inn. Written and produced by J.D. Dennis and K.D. Lalonde. With music by Liam P. Vaughn. Find us at linktree.com/thestarportinn or email us at thestarportinn@gmail.com. This has been a Haunted Lantern production. Thanks for listening. This season featured writer J.D. Dennis as Sheriff William Henry Taylor, Supervisory Special Agent Harriet Hodgman, Chase Newell, and additional voices. Editor K.D. Lalonde as Agent Orion B. Weaver, Chad Billings, and additional voices. Steve Rao as Senior Deputy Roy Huckabee, Special Agent Lucas Wesker, and Edward Byers Mars. Stephen H. Dennis as Mark Landford. Langston Stiles as the Pirate Captain, Le Chat Noir, and Travis Parsons. T. Davis as Deputy Hunter Washington and Douglas Fry. Guy Gunn as Jupiter Moss. Logan F. as Ty Campbell. Trey Fuque as Officer Troy Swinton and Officer Bill Waters. Jenny Walters as Melissa Harding. Joan Weisenbeck as Pearl Nash. Meredith Knowlton Dennis as Lottie O'Neill. Jessica Stalvey as Doris Taylor. Jane Walters as Virginia Ginny Turner. Christopher Bridgman as Deputy Chetan Chet Sisseton. Marshall Pritchett as Chip Allman. Allison Pritchett as Diana Fuque. JB as Tanner Toons Tills. Stephen Dennis as Craig Roberts. Robert Moss as Agent Benton Fox. Mark Walters as Supervisory Special Agent Gideon Hearns. Christine Z. Dennis as Abigail Newhouse. Justin Daniels as Jack Frohickey Brown. Paige Onasorge as Cassandra Lykos. Matthew Kraus as Drew Langley Marlowe. Maya Logan as Asia Baker. And CD as Fred Duplass. With special thanks to Liam P. Vaughn for the Starport Inn's theme song, to Kelly Brennan on Patreon, and to Creature from the Haunted Sea, produced by Roger Corman and Charles Hannawalt, and written by Charles B. Griffith. No animals, insects, or otherwise living creatures were harmed in the making of this podcast. The Starport Inn will return with Season 2 after a well-earned break. Thank you.